91X News.
It's minus 12 degrees and sunny at 4 o'clock. From the QNET Newsroom, good afternoon. I'm Sabrina MacDonald. Hydro One says four of its employees have been killed in a helicopter crash in eastern Ontario. Provincial police say the crash occurred about noon today in Tweed. Homeowner Kim Clayton says Hydro crews had been working on her property for weeks and she was used to hearing them fly back and forth. She says the loud crash shook her house, sending her to a window where she says she saw part of the chopper in the trees in the distance by an open field. Hydro One is expressing its condolences to the loved ones of those killed and says names will not be released as next of kin are being notified. Ontario's Air Ambulance Service responded to the scene but said it did not transport any patients. A memorial service was held in London today to remember the 71 people killed at the Grenfell Tower fire. Tom Rivers reports.
Time to reflect, to try to make sense of the tragic event that claims 71 lives.
Many still struggle with their memories. There are so many unresolved issues and questions, and it's hard to live with uncertainty.
Graham Tomlin, the Bishop of Kensington.
We trust that this service today is an assurance that the families most deeply affected by this tragedy are also not forgotten by our nation.
Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
Belleville may be getting more lanes on the 401. At Monday's City Council meeting, the Ontario Ministry of Transportation presented a project to widen Highway 401 in the Belleville area. Daria Baigajiva has the story.
The ministry is planning to widen the 401 to handle the increasing volume of traffic. The plan is to widen from 4 to 6 lanes and ultimately to 8. As part of the plan, there will also be upgrades to the Highway 401 interchanges at Wallbridge Loyalist Road, Highway 62 and Highway 37. Some structures, such as Moray River Bridge, Sydney Street Underpass and Potter Creek Culvert, will also be upgraded. Neil Ahmed from the consulting firm WSP said that the plans are preliminary.
We are looking at a range of alternatives. We're not settling on anything yet. This is really out there for public and consultation from everybody.
The ministry also plans to provide safe crossings over the 401 for pedestrians and cyclists.
Pedestrians need to be on sidewalks. The cyclists can be on what we call a multi-use path. It's a wider facility. Sometimes they're on the roadway, but in an interchange area, we don't like to do that.
The public is invited to an information public session today from 4 to 8 p.m. at the Banquet Center at the Alhambra Square to discuss and learn more about the project. Daria Baigajiva, QNET News, Belleville.
A plane crash in northern Saskatchewan brought out the entire community. Chris Fountain, a guard at the local RCMP detachment, raced to the scene in his snowmobile. He says there were at least 50 people, including police officers and rangers, at the scene helping out.
Smell fuel, so of course, you know, we made sure everybody's cell phone was shut off. Nobody was smoking or anything like that around there because you could smell the fuel. So, and then basically just, you know, took the ones that were in shock, jumped on skidoos behind people or in front of people, and we pulled them out. And then the rest were stretcher boards, and we slayed them out up to the road.
No one was killed in the crash, but at least 5 people were seriously injured and were taken by air to several hospitals. Disney is buying a chunk of 21st Century Fox for $52 billion in stock. Mike Hempin reports.
The deal gives Disney film businesses, including 20th Century Fox, Fox Searchlight Pictures, and Fox 2000, which together are the homes of Avatar, X-Men, Fantastic Four, and Deadpool. On the TV side, Disney gets 20th Century Fox Television, FX Productions, and Fox 21, with shows that include The Simpsons and Modern Family. Disney is trying to meet competition from technology companies and entertainment businesses. It's launching new streaming services, which could be helped with the addition of the Fox assets. I'm Mike Hempin.
Health Canada is warning that test strips to detect the illicit opioid fentanyl in street drugs may not produce accurate results. The Federal Department's Drug Analysis Service undertook a study to compare the results of a fentanyl test strip product against its more accurate laboratory technology. Results to date are very preliminary, but show there's a possibility for a small number of false negatives. Health Canada says this is particularly true for people who use drugs alone or without visiting a supervised consumption site where emergency help is immediately available. Friends of a 26-year-old advocate for Indigenous rights have launched a campaign for her to receive a liver transplant after they say she was deemed ineligible due to alcoholism. Rebecca Moore says doctors have told Delilah Saunders she's not eligible to go on a waiting list because she has not abstained from alcohol for a minimum of 6 months. Moore says it's a discriminatory policy.
They won't even do any tests to see if we're a match or anything like that because this policy, she has to be accepted as a patient in order to, like, say, accept a liver from me or one of her close family or friends.
The family is considering taking legal action to force Ontario's organ donation agency to place Saunders on the waiting list. That's QNET News on 91X to 4:06 p.m. Sports is next.
So I went online to research my symptoms. One website told me I should fly to Belize for experimental treatment. Turns out, I just had a mild headache. I'm Bruce Mackey of Mackey Insurance. When you're sick, go see your doctor. And when you need insurance, speak to a real professional face-to-face. At Mackey Insurance, we'll make sure you're aware of any gaps in your plan. Mackey Insurance, better than the internet at 211 Dundas Street East, Belleville.
Be sure. Insure with Mackey Insurance.
Good afternoon, I'm Sabrina MacDonald with QNET Sports. In AHL news, tomorrow evening, the Belleville Sens go up against the Manitoba Moose at 7. In OJHL news, tomorrow night, the Wellington Dukes take on the Toronto Patriots at 7:30 at the Wellington CC. Also tomorrow night, the Kingston Voyagers go head-to-head against the Lindsay Muskies. And in PJHL news, the Napanee Raiders have a game tomorrow night with the Gananoque Islanders at the Napanee Strathcona Paper Centre. In NHL news, the Boston Bruins go up against the Washington Capitals at 7 o'clock tonight. Tonight as well, the Toronto Maple Leafs have a game with the Minnesota Wild at 8. The Montreal Canadiens look to salvage a disappointing 5-game homestand as they take on the New Jersey Devils in NHL action tonight. The Habs are winless in 3 straight games after opening the homestand with a 10-1 win over Detroit. Also tonight, Toronto is Minnesota, Winnipeg welcomes Chicago, Calgary entertains San Jose, and Edmonton hosts Nashville. In NBA news, tonight's games include the Detroit Pistons take on the Atlanta Hawks at 7:30, the Los Angeles Lakers go up against the Cleveland Cavaliers at 8, also at 8, the Dallas Mavericks go head-to-head at the Golden State Warriors. In CFL news, the CFL regular season will kick off a week earlier and last a week longer in 2018. The league released next season's schedule today, and it kicks off June 14th in Winnipeg with the Blue Bombers hosting the Edmonton Eskimos. The regular season will then continue for 21 weeks instead of 20, meaning the timing for the playoffs and Grey Cup will remain the same as the past season. Lawyers for ex-national ski coach Bertrand Cherest have argued in court their client should be released from prison pending an appeal of his conviction on sex crimes involving teenage girls. Cherris was found guilty last June for sex-related charges he was facing, and a judge sentenced him to a 12-year prison term last week. His lawyers said in Quebec Court of Appeal today they have serious grounds for appealing the guilty verdicts. They also point out a pre-sentence report reported by the Crown stated the risk of Cherris reoffending is slim. He has also offered a $50,000 bond and has agreed to respect various conditions, including reporting to provincial police on a regular basis, abiding by a curfew, abstaining from working as a coach, and staying away from parks and schools. Send us your team or league scores. Email qnetnewsdesk at gmail.com. The forecast for Belleville. As of right now, it's mainly sunny. Tonight is a few clouds, increasing cloudiness before the morning with a low of minus 15. Tomorrow will be cloudy, and flurries will begin early in the morning. Risk of snow squalls and snow of about 5 centimeters. Winds will pick up to about 40 kilometers in the afternoon, and expect a high of minus 3. At 4:09 p.m., it's minus 12 degrees. QNET News on the air on 91X and online at qnetnews.ca. Remember to follow us on Twitter and like us on Facebook. I'm Sabrina MacDonald, QNET News. News on 91X is next at 5.